For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. 30 teachers from four states will earn their master's degree thanks to scholarships from a $1.25 million grant awarded to Texas Tech's College of Education. The five-year grant targets a shortage of specialists who work with children with visual impairments due to brain injuries or disorders. The teachers will provide services to those in rural, remote, and high-need areas in Texas, Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. The grant was awarded to the college's Virginia Murray Sowell Center for Research in Education in Sensory Disabilities to deal with a shortage of those trained to help school children with learning challenges due to neurological visual impairments, known as NVI.
There are many parents of children with neurological visual impairment that have cried out for teachers of children with visual impairment that have already been trained at universities, that the existing curriculum, and this has been over the past probably 3 to 5 years, that the parents' voice has really been heard and saying, we've always had information infused into our curriculum about working with children with cortical visual impairments and neurological visual impairment. And so we have heard the cry. And in our particular instance, we thought it was very important to include a specific course on neurological visual impairment.
That's Nora Griffin Shirley, director of the Sowell Center and co-principal investigator on the grant project. She says providing the training to teacher specialists isn't a cure for those with NVI.
No, it's not going to be 20/20 vision with a normal visual field of 180 degrees. No, but they could function at a very high level once they're learning how to use their vision better to do any type of task. Reading or pre-literacy skills, reading print.
Griffin Shirley says vision damage from injury or disorder doesn't hold back students intellectually.
We're looking at the person's functionality and what is the cause of it, and then is there an intellectual disability or not? And there may not be. If there's not an intellectual disability, then they're going to be a person that has average or above average intelligence with a visual problem that they're learning how to cope with using a variety of strategies.
NVI is broken into three categories: cortical visual impairment, or CVI, delayed visual maturation, and cortical blindness. Griffin Shirley says statistics show that as many as 40% of children with visual impairments have CVI, and 10% of children with developmental disabilities have it too.
It can be caused by having a baby who is premature, hydrocephalus, strokes, soldiers that are coming back after they've been in IED and had a concussion. So many different types of causes, lack of oxygen to the brain.
Medical advances have led to better care for premature infants and greater survival rates from traumatic injury that contribute to an increasing number of brain-injured children with visual impairments who need services. During a 30-month program, scholars will receive specialized training to help children with NVI make improvements in learning and developmental outcomes or successfully transition to post-secondary education and the workforce. Improving students' ability to use what vision they do have is the overall goal in helping them.
It is as if they're not recognizing objects, people visually. They can be taught how to use their vision better, and also adults can also be taught how to use their vision better. And that's why we are training teachers of students with visual impairment and orientation mobility specialists to work specifically with children with neurological visual impairment, i.e. cortical visual impairment.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.